Wow, it really worked. We've been through the struggle here. They don't know what it's like. The grind,
Unbelievable.
the hustle, just to get to this point.
Girl, I'm in a bonus. Which
We've
grind
been
we went to?
working, we've been at this, you know, like people just don't understand how much it takes.
Bitcoin. Me
Yeah.
throwing that random word.
Bitcoin evolved
I don't know. I feel like
again.
that's what Bitcoin people do. They grind their hustle. Ethereum. I don't know. I don't know. I try my best every day.
I'm actually deceased. I
I'm
can't.
actually keep
I'm
that
unable.
beginning passing. That's for the other one. I can't. Okay, let me start. I've forgotten how to introduce myself. This podcast has been so long.
I'm actually finished. Please
Okay.
jazz up.
Sorry. Hi guys, welcome back to the Have You Heard Lyrics Analysis podcast. I'm Elle, as you guys already know, the one of the co-founders and Bitcoin. When I introduce our guests, you understand why. And I'm the current curator of the. I keep saying current curator as if like one day I'm going to give it away. Like never. I'm the curator of Have You Heard? Follow us on Instagram at Have You Heard underscore HYH. We do just lots of music content. I believe in the preservation of Nigerian music history and pop culture.
Wow, it's deep.
Wow.
It's giving curator, like, this is anthropology. This is historian. This is wow. I'm blown away, honestly. I can't even lie to you right now. Like,
No,
wow,
but
wow,
I
wow,
really,
wow.
I
You guys,
actually
this is
believe
history in the making.
I actually really believe in it because I have a very great fear that with things like Essence blowing up, even before Essence, One Dance and things like that, I feel like Americans will like co-opt a sound and then say they did it. And they never do it properly. One Dance sounds like Ribena with too much water inside.
I'm screaming,
So
actually.
yes. Yes, and you've heard like Wizkid's own version. That shit, he does not
Yeah,
build that thing by himself to be, but okay.
absolutely.
Like, that's not even the point of CD, but I'm already attacking. I write for Nigerian Entertainment because that's the only good thing
Pew,
we have in
pew,
that country.
pew, 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 brap, 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 brap.
So, anyway, well, today we have a very, very special guest. I think you guys will be very excited.
I'm so sorry with the sound effects. What's going on?
I don't understand what's happening here. But today I have with me my fellow co-founder. So I have S with me. I know. Don't know what these sounds are.
I don't know, but like I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here, you know,
Wait,
started
no,
from the bottom.
I have
I'm
to introduce you.
screaming.
And today we have a woman of dignity. A woman of valor.
God.
A Proverbs 31 woman.
I'm sick.
She is grace. She is beauty.
Oh God.
She is hard work.
Not
She's
this
diligence.
Alaga-ass introduction.
If they start listening where she went to school, what she does for a living. But yes, I have S here with me. Sorry, I don't know why we're clowning like.
Listen, guys, I'm not even going to lie to you. This recording has been 1 year plus in the making. It's not a joke,
We actually
actually.
have another episode that is actually recorded.
Like,
The S says that she
genuinely.
doesn't like it.
Okay, so I have standards, right, guys? Like, you know, I just have to make sure that what we produce for you is the best. And so I didn't want to give you guys that one, you know.
Fair enough.
We want to give you a recording that's befitting of S and L, pod the podcast, okay? What is this?
Isn't this one of those frat people do? They start clapping their phone.
I'm.
I guess S, if you want to give us fun facts about you, I hate fun facts.
Oh my God, fun
What you've been listening
facts.
to, just anything, kind of what's your general music headspace these days?
as L likes to say, I listen to sad white women and men most times. But I also like a lot of like Nigerian music. Listen, that 2015 to 2018 alternative music scene run, that was like my drug. I just feel like maybe we're never going to get it back. And honestly, when I think about it, it pains my spirit because obviously I love how all the artists are like growing and blowing. But there was something in the water at the time where it was like there are like so many different people, such new, fresh, exciting music. Anyway, point is, I love Nigerian music, like ride hard for Nigerian music. This week, I've been listening to Adele because it's Adele, should. Because it's November. You know, there's a lot of factors that have gone into the fact that I've been listening to Adele and crying to Adele. And, you know, it is what it is. But yeah. Hello, I'm happy to be here. Yes. Hop on for the ride because it's going to be exciting.
I mean, it has to be exciting. I feel like people have been waiting for this moment when the two of us get together. And yeah, just to clarify, because, you know, me acting as if we're like blown people. just to clarify, it was like an amicable resignation from L. There was not LS. There was no beef, nothing.
Wheels are spinning in my head if I want to like lie and say like you kicked me out, but I don't want to do that to you because, you know, I'm leading with grace. You said I'm a graceful woman, a Proverbs 31 woman. So I'll be honest, it was actually very amicable. Elle has a great head on her head. Me, I just got lazy, is the truth of the matter. I can't even lie to you guys. I'm a lazy bitch. So I abandoned the child that we created together.
Not me, a single mother. Again. For goodness sake.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. But yeah, no, because I know like people like had asked like, oh my God, like, and I was like, no, like we were literally on FaceTime, I think the day like I posted your like resignation.
Oh yeah.
I think we're literally on the phone. I was like, okay, I'm going to post it now. So yeah, it was all good. Just me, like, just to clear up the rumors. Nobody was checking for us like that. Like, I don't know. A few people did ask, but like,
yeah,
you know,
there's no tea, guys. Sorry,
there's no tea, guys. Sorry. Maybe if you had met me like 10 years ago, I was into fighting back then.
I mean, true. I can, I can confirm.
S can vouch. I was into chaotic things.
Very, but, extremely.
I guess what's my current musical landscape? Let me actually open my Spotify because I don't even know what be going on. I did listen to Adele's album because you have to.
Yeah.
What's appropriate? I've been listening to a lot of just like a random mix of things. So like Taylor Swift's like Taylor's version of like All Too Well.
Oh.
Love me some white girl music, TBH.
I watched that video, Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm so sorry for you.
It's like, fuck you, and bring back that scarf.
I'm so sorry. Genuinely bring back that scarf. It's actually, as in, seriously, it's been too long now. Have some shame.
Have some shame. It's been a decade. Bring back my scarf. I've been listening to just, like, Afrobeats. Like, you know, the kingdom of Afrobeats doing their thing.
Yeah.
I had a little Kanye phase yesterday.
Oh! It was so surprising to me.
It's literally my two favorite Kanye's, well, no, two or three favorite Kanye's. So I was listening to Slow Jams and Through the Wire.
Listen! First of all, that's my all-time favorite album from Kanye, like, bro. Through the Wire is spiritual.
That's a good song. That's a really good song. And then all this stuff, like, in my on repeat. The first thing on my on repeat, surprisingly, actually, is Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. Shocked.
Who is surprised?
I'm personally
surprised.
Who is shocked?
Because I'm not.
There are other songs I've been listening to more than that, so I feel like Spotify is working against
me. You and that song are attached.
That song is so beautiful.
You know when they say you have sex with somebody and you
no, get me having a
spiritual soul tie. You have a soul tie to that song.
I don't believe in soul ties. Please, but yeah, it should be like, I don't know, they're just other songs.
Well, Spotify is conspiring against you. I mean, that's what they do, and the Spotify Wrapped is coming up. I'm waiting to see what lies they tell this year.
I'm a bit nervous because they fucked up my, wasn't 2020, my 2019. They had songs on there that I had never listened to, like in my top songs. And I was like, what song is this?
You know, I really feel like that's how my 2021 raps is going to look like. Just like chaotic and random. And I don't like it.
There was like one Dr. Sid song in there. And I was like,
Dr. Sid?
I was like, Dr. Sid was still making music in 2019?
Bro, yeah. Like, he hasn't made music in years. At least to the best of my knowledge. When he was making music, though, he was doing it. Yeah. Was it True Larry that he did? Yes. I love that song so much. Yeah.
That was a banger, actually. So, yeah, my musical landscape has been extremely... Oh, I did listen to Wani's album.
I started.
It felt like one long song, essentially, which I guess, sure, we'll take it.
Yeah. I started listening to it. I don't think I finished it, but I was surprised by the song that started the album. I was like, this is a bit weird. Let me see if I can pull it up. It was about a girl, I think.
I mean.
Which brings us really to the topic for today.
This is Welcome to the Musical Horrors episode. So, the song we're not really analyzing it, but we're talking about the lyrics of Mona Lisa by Loji. I think that's one of the songs of the year. That he's having a really good run with Mona Lisa. I feel like him, Ladipo, who else had a really good, like, CK, obviously.
Buju has had, like, a good year.
Future run this year, I feel.
Maybe. Yeah, it's been a feature run, not like his own music personally, but like everything he's been featured on has just been like amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Thames is just astronomical actually at this point.
Like, we don't even have, there are no
to the moon,
literally to the moon. Thames just showed up and was like, bye guys, you
know, yeah,
people are running 100 meters, and that person
just comes from the back. And they just like dust everyone. That's literally Thames.
Yeah, so I think Loji is, and I mean, he's been around for a while. He gave us that song about the ass cheek Ballon d'Or.
Oh, wait, do I know the song you mean? Let me see. Loji.
It's him and Cyrus.
Okay, that sounds like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, Tanongo, is that it?
Yes, there we go. Yeah, I literally just remember that one line because I was like, you whore. Which is what's we're discussing today. Why many other
dirty whores? We are only talking about men. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, many such men. Sorry, guys. But yes, let's get to, you guys know the drill. I'll read the lyrics and then we'll talk about each section. And surprisingly, like, Mona Lisa is a really short song. I guess I never clocked that, but it's really short.
Like the lyrics just keep repeating stuff.
He has like two verses, maybe two full verses, maybe.
Wow.
One of the verses is four lines. To be a
I'm screaming.
Anyway, he starts by saying, "I'm going to resist the urge to." You know, when you're trying to read lyrics and you almost
start singing. Please sing. No. Give us your rendition.
Because first of all, today, my voice is deeper than it usually is for some reason. Sound like Toni Braxton in this bitch.
I'm dead.
It was because I was laughing into the night yesterday with my friends.
Oh, laughing into the night.
I had Friendsgiving.
Friends. Guys, I'm winking at her. You guys can see me, but I'm winking at her.
You know, this is literally my branding. I say the word friend, and everybody's like, friend. And I'm like, why? Why can't anybody accept that I have friends?
Remember when you were talking about how 10 years ago you were chaotic?
I'm fucking dead.
We're not sure where you stand today. That's the truth of the matter. I don't know if anybody has told you, but let me be the one to tell you. I'm looking at you.
I was laughing with my friends.
I paid close attention, friends. Capital F or small letter F?
Small, I guess.
Anyway, it's fine. You guys, I'll get the tea and I'll share it with you somehow.
There's no tea.
I'm a real one, so don't worry. I'll tell you guys when I find out.
I'm so finished. Luigi said, that's how it says, He said, baby, follow my command.
I'm sorry, because I'm looking at the lyrics and I want to start singing it.
No, literally, I'm struggling to like say it. Like, okay. Baby, follow my command like zombie. Go down on me with your coca body. That's like the first. He says that twice, basically. Mm-hmm. I really like that. I feel like there's something very sensual and like whorish about go down on me with your coca body. Like, he doesn't say like, and we'll get into that. But what I really like about Lil J is he doesn't go like figure eight. He's not speaking Queen's English. He's keeping it crass. He's keeping it just out there.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I definitely agree. I feel like on this, in the song in general, but the way he starts, it's very, it's like, it's so Nigerian, but it's different from that regular like Wizkid of like She Say or something, you know, like how Wizkid always like She Say, She Say she wanna she wanna do this, she wanna do that, whatever. Lil J just comes in, puts his own personal spin on it. It's a different way from like what we've seen before. Obviously, we've seen people talk about like figure eight, Coca-Cola body, but like the way he comes in with like the way he says commandy, you know, with zombie, it's like, I'm controlling you. I'm the captain. You know that meme that's like, I'm the captain now? That's what Lil J came to tell us. Like, babe.
Also is giving like juju. Because why?
Yes. No, absolutely. Command? I actually agree.
But I like, I think I like him. What's the other guy that's always singing like he's desperate? World.
World is desperate.
I love World. World sings like he's possessed. He literally.
World is desperate.
Let's put World on here. I did not. Adding World to my list. Anyway. But he's another person who sings like he's like charmed. Like, I like that. I like that image. I mean, cancer. So I like that imagery of like being so like taken by someone that you're almost like possessed, like very like desperate for them. And I think that's what Lil J is giving off here. Except I guess the baby
is the girl, yeah, who's charmed by him so much. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I like that. It's cute. And I mean, he still called her baby, which I think is nice. As a Yoruba woman.
Like, I'll control you, but I'll sprinkle baby inside. That's cool.
They're running issues, but like everyone's about to come back and call you baby. He's like, cute.
I'm dead.
Okay, and then he goes, I'm just passed. I have many questions. He says, because this your miliki for fronting up for me, hold on for me, I know go do me for me. And if your miliki na fighty, I submit olo, jealous on me. Said, baby, sumo your deep.
So, like, when you started reading the lyrics, I was reading it, so and I was like, what is miliki? But then I feel like it's her boobs for front. Yes, oh my god, I did not, this entire year that the song has blown up, I did not clock that this is what he was talking about. Wow, so I'm so shy right now.
I quote, and this is a specific question for Lil J, and I hope Lil J, and I'm going to make this a soundbite so eventually can get to Lil J. Why the use of miliki versus breast versus boob versus bobby?
Literally, like, anything else.
DJZ that year literally made a whole song called bobby. Like, literally, because miliki to me, my inner crust, your mama, it sounds like, and y'all don't cancel me on this podcast because
I'm going to cancel her boys school.
I'd be saying wild shit, so you guys just need to, I've been hiding from you guys, but I'm just here. Why does it sound like Lil J is sleeping with lactating mothers?
I'm screaming no, but facts. Because in the last line where he says, gelat on me, it's a like play on gelato. Like, babes, this is milk producing breasts, okay?
And who else is doing that except lactating mothers? This is all women with brain tumors.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we just left that like 2 weeks ago.
I did not expect that angle. Like, thanks for the medical knowledge. But no, like, facts. This is serious.
It sounds like she's literally, like, it sounds like he's like, yeah, jealous on me. What else?
Okay, so now this brings the question. Is Lil J singing about his baby mama, or is he cheating with a woman who is actually lactating with her own baby with another person?
Bro.
Because if this his own like baby mama and his child is the one who originally owns the milk, then I guess it's cool, you know, whatever you do in your home, that's fine, right? If on the other hand this is someone else's lactating woman, literally. I don't know how I feel about that because now we're cross contaminating.
No,
you know,
not
sexual.
I think
partners.
I feel like him staking his claim that the Milky for Fronty is for him. Mm-hmm. I feel like that babe actually is with somebody else, and he just
right
his kids. Like he won't. You're not gonna take from your kid. That somehow.
I so, mean, but apparently Nigerian men have been known to like compete with their child and be jealous of their child, quote unquote, allegedly. Please, before you come and come for me, let me sprinkle allegedly inside. But you know, we've heard the stories.
It's we have. There. Yeah, so and then he says jealous of me, and then he's like sumo yodi, which is basically just like back that ass up. Like that's the only way.
Okay, but this just something else just came to me. You know how we said jealous on me is kind of play on gelato. On the other hand, it's really just him saying she should come on him, I guess, like cream on him. Which is amazing. That. Good for you.
Yeah, which is amazing.
No. Like it sounds like an involved sexual encounter. Do you get?
They're having a good time.
Yes, that's what I think.
And then he also said he submits somewhere in there.
Right.
If you're making a fight, I submit.
On the third line, he does say he submits.
So I think they're having a good time.
I think they're having a good time. He isn't doing a lot.
Because he did say, fair enough, go down on me with your coca body.
Yeah.
You're milky for fronting up for me.
And now he's saying he's submitting. So I feel like Lord J might actually be a pillow princess. And that would be interesting, you know. It sounds like a good time, but he might actually be a pillow princess. That's something to note. So for anyone out there who's interested, just be wary of the fact that you might have to do a lot of the work.
Not Lord J being a pillow princess. Fair enough.
That's what it sounds like.
I also just feel like, it just goes back to this thing of Loje, World, Fireboy, my king. they all have this very like, I'm at your mercy energy. That's literally their energy. I mean, World literally said, I'm a prisoner in your world. I was like,
oh my god, that was back. Deep.
I was like, I think you need to take it to the back, guy.
Wasn't it Fireboy that said something about being a tattoo on your body?
Oof.
Like, please, I feel we all need to take several steps back.
Fireboy said, you're falling, I'm falling too. I need to actually analyze
I that personally song. Think that we all need to keep 6 feet distance between each other.
I mean, cancer your bowel, man, so... Like, that's actually, like, inject that shit straight.
Unfortunately, I'm an Igbo woman, so... But I'm a Cancer moon, so, like, these two things really fight each other. You know, it's like the Igbo woman, Virgo sun, Virgo rising in me is just, like, it's literally 12 feet social distancing. But then the Cancer has been like, okay, baby, corner, you know, just come closer a little bit.
I never see the chance. Like, nonsense is my birthright.
Actually. I'm screaming.
So, okay, then he says, baby, corner. And just, we can't even talk about this song without being like, Saz, God bless you.
Genuinely,
because the beat drop that happens when he says baby corner is like, it has me in a chokehold, actually. Yeah.
No, genuinely, like, and also just a really quick side note. So, I feel like I will get more into our list later, but something just occurred to me. I personally think, based off of his recent, so like past year or two, Instagram posts and stuff, Saz is actually a musical whore because he's a musician. He's a whore on Instagram. All the women want him. He knows it's true. He leans into it. Like, I just had to put it out there.
And he's one of them. Saz is also the one that I feel like this, like, more outrightly, like, sensual wave of, like, Nigerian music. He's the one producing for a lot of
That's
for
true.
World, for Niniola, for Loji. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the one because he's a whore.
And a whore he's been producing for Whiskey too, yeah.
Yeah,
no, you're absolutely right.
So he says, baby, corner, waka waka, when you enter Omalicha, baby, corner, will you give me sugar and wahala hala?
So,
what does baby, corner, like, is he taking it to a corner? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Corner, well, waka waka is walk.
Yes.
Like to like follow, to keep going. When you enter Omalicha,
the river. Confused.
Yeah, this that part is just. What do you think?
I'm also like, because you know how we started with our hypothesis that Loje is actually cheating. he's a side man to a newly someone who just had a baby.
Yeah.
A new mother. Baby Connor is also like, you know, cutting corners, doing things in secret.
Oh, are they going to a hotel type situation?
Waka waka when you enter on Malicha.
They're talking to each other in the corners. Fair enough. Yeah.
Meet me in the corners.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he calls her a beautiful woman, which we love.
We love. Like, yeah, you absolutely, you know, I feel like there's a culture in like current society of young people where like because you're having sex, then sometimes people just aren't like nice or respectful. Like, okay, you know, we are going to have sex, but still tell me I'm beautiful, you know. Just entice me a little bit.
You can still be tender, you can still be, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it can still be casual. Like,
you don't have to be dickhead because it's casual.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'm glad that he said that.
Tenderness, and he calls her baby.
So he said, will you give me sugar and mahala hala? And I just want to say, point out again that Nigerian men,
like,
and maybe there's other men in the world, I don't know, but Nigerian men like trouble and then they complain when they receive the trouble that they asked for. Make up your mind.
They actually really love it, because why did this nigga ask for sugar and wahala?
Like,
doubled up on it.
Like, he really added emphasis on the wahala, like, babes, are you sure you're ready for this?
I mean, some guys say they like a sprinkle of like wickedness. I don't know why. I don't understand that.
I mean, earlier he also says he'll submit to her, so like, really and truly, maybe
he's giving a dominance.
Yeah, he wants a dominant woman, he wants a dominatrix, possibly.
We love
Loje. It really feels like his sex life is like well rounded, he's doing different things. Because if you consider this might be a lactating mother, you consider the fact that they might be cheating on her own partner. Consider the fact that he might be a pillow princess, but also, you know, now we're going into BDSM. Loje has covered like a whole spectrum. Like, this is representation. Yes. He's Loje giving representation for so many different people. And I love that. Our king, honestly.
I feel like a lot of people can like probably see themselves in you know, in some parts of it. Like, maybe you're not sleeping with lactating mothers, but you're following someone's command like zombie, you know. Lots of people, if you're in Lagos, you're probably meeting people in the corners because you're
absolutely I feel like almost everyone in Lagos is meeting the corners for one reason or another. Either they're cheating or just their own regular like housing, like being with their parents or living with roommates, like it's just not conducive.
It's not working.
So you just have to meet in the corners all the time.
Which, you know,
Fair enough.
Like, and then I've always wondered what and why the song is named Mona Lisa. I was like, is it because she's beautiful? Is this a play on her being beautiful?
Right.
Because that? I mean, the chorus is literally Majo Mona Lisa like 16 times.
What does Majo mean? Let's dance?
It's like, yes.
Okay.
So I'm like, because not a surname, you know, in like literature class, that's like,
close reading.
Blue. Yes. What does that mean? But like, I'm thinking because okay, he called her baby, he called her Omalicha,
yeah,
and at some other points in the song, he calls her Orikelewa, which is basically the same thing as Omalicha, just
right.
He's basically called her beautifully, like three different languages. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, is the Mona Lisa thing based
on, like, I think probably it's like beauty. She's the most beautiful person to him. Mona Lisa, baby, come, let's dance.
Work of arts vibes,
exactly. Honestly, I love this. I want, you know, I think I saw something on Twitter. Someone said that they wanted affirmations during sex. And then someone else was like, oh my God. Someone else was like, whoa, you want them to tell you, you are beautiful, you are strong, you're a boss bitch, you're going to get a promotion while you're having sex. And obviously that's extreme. Twitter is ridiculous.
But your beauty but is this, so fine.
This is a really good way to affirm the person that you're having sex with. He's telling her, I want you in so many different ways. And like, it's clear that he's paying attention to who she is. And I like it.
And it's like, also like, feel beautiful in the experience too, I'm sure.
Yes.
So it's like, nice reminders, nice affirmations. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know why men don't give out affirmations and etc. more, and true compliments.
Yes.
Actual nice compliments more often, because... Have you ever complimented a man? Have you ever affirmed a man? He can die. He will just
they literally start follow. Shaking.
They'll be so gassed.
They're like, oh my God. Wow. I've never seen this before.
Literally. Like, it's like, oh my God. Wow. She must
really love me. And it's just like, I was being nice. Calm
literally,
down.
All I said is like, you know, you can talk to me about anything.
Literally, I'm here to listen. And now, all of a sudden, it's like, wow, she wanted to marry me. Did you know?
Oh, my God.
No, bro. Step back.
It's like, oh, you know, I'm glad that you feel safe in this space. Oh, my God, she wants to marry me. Nobody wants to marry you.
No one is interested in doing that.
He gets off of my side. So, okay, he's dancing with the beautiful Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
At the end, and he gives endorphins.
It's really different when you add the end. It's just like, it takes it up a notch.
It sounds differently. It's like on the guy that sang Maserati. On the song.
Oh, up in the Maserati.
Yeah. He's saying hop and up. And honestly, when he said up in my Maserati, it's so much better.
It's also like Tev's. I'm certain she says crazy things are happening on Crazy Things. And literally, they stay happening.
It just
wild things are happening. Yeah, it's different. It's different. That's
crazy this for real. Somebody said that she probably saw that time we saw Dangote's bomb that year.
I'm screaming.
Was that this year? I think that
it was at the start of this year, because it was a club. It was a Clubhouse feature. It was discussed extensively on Clubhouse. So I'm guessing it was between December to New Year.
Yeah, I think it was
2021. Yeah.
Because Nasra was here.
Wow. We really saw Dangote's bum on the internet. Shout I mean, out. I feel bad because, like, revenge porn and things, although I don't know if that was the intention, but...
Yeah, I think she was just trying to flex and things got...
Yeah, that was a wild time.
I can't... But yes, they said Thames probably wrote crazy things after she said
After that, fair enough, because it really was wild. It really was wild.
We had Dangote's ex-girlfriend in a Clubhouse room with us. Like, many things were happening. Like,
honestly, someone said Clubhouse was the work of the FBI and the CIA to destroy the Black community, and that's very funny. But what's worse is that Twitter have
spaces,
and it's just like, stop it, please. Stop. You're setting civilization back.
Oh yeah, sorry, the last chunk of lyrics. It's a really short song. So he says, girl, I will be foolish if I don't let you indulge me. Hmm. Your lips like poison. I'll take my chance with you. Ibadie Luta Birodo Orikilewa. So basically it's like your body is like the small of your back. Which I guess is a cute little
like your waist type.
Yeah, like where a guy would basically like put his hand like at the small of your back. And this is it's hot like Rudo.
Wow, spicy. Love it.
Rudo is pepper, sorry. I just Rudo me. And then Eric Elewa is basically beautiful woman. It's Yoruba version of Malicha. And then he says, you're in denial. I'll show you I'm loyal. Your water bomb way down like tsunami. Eric Elewa, oh, will you hold me down? And then he goes back in the corner.
I feel like this verse gives us so much more
than the rest of
it. Yeah. Like before, we were guessing at things, hinting, but it's almost like at the start of it was the beginning of the sexual encounter. Like they were just starting. It's nice, you know, coca body, whatever. But now he's in the heat of it. My guy is like, oh, he can't control himself anymore. He's like, I'll be foolish. I will be stupid. If I don't let you indulge me.
And you know what kills me? Loja and I are 5 and 6.
You guys, can you see why I'm tired of L?
You have seen something that you're just like, everything, this is bad judgment. I am, but
I must enter.
Let me try it.
What's that? Your lips like poison, but I will take my chance with you.
I am Loje. It's me. You know that this is going to be catastrophic.
I'm screaming. But we just like, have to taste it still.
Yeah, like, maybe a chance.
Mama ain't raised no fool. Mama ain't raised no quitter. You have to go for it still.
And I love, and it goes back to that thing of like, that shameless desperation thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know that thing is not good for you. It's like, your lips are like, but I'll take my chance.
You just have to put yourself completely out there and die on the line. Because it goes back to that, also that idea of like, enjoyment. Right? Like, you enjoyment. Have to be committed. Is it your philosophy in life? If it is, you have to be committed. You have to do it to the fullest. And then if you die, like, you died from enjoyment. And if you don't die, you live to go again.
And I also love, like, the transferring of, like, responsibility. Because mm-hmm. that's what I generally go through life doing. Where he's like, you know, he's basically, like, rationalizing. It's more like, it would be foolish of me not to.
Yes, exactly. Like,
I mean, I have no control. Oh, my God, why wouldn't
I? Why wouldn't I? I couldn't possibly not just follow you. Like,
he's like, oh, what would I have done? What did you expect me to do?
Well, that just makes me think of something. And, you know, this just goes again to show how smart and talented of a writer Loje is. Because we start the song with him telling the girl to be a zombie for him. But now it's almost like it's flipped. Turning you know? Tables. Yes, Hamiliki and her gelatin on him have made things in such a way that now he's at her mercy. Like, I actually can't help myself. I have to let you indulge me. Like, I have to go along with it.
Do you know, I'm imagining this, like, in, like, a Marvin's Room type, like, voicemail. Like, I imagine a man on your phone that's just like, girl, I'll be foolish if I don't let you
know.
Your lips, like, point. I'll take my chance with you. Like, you're in denial. I'll show you I'm loyal.
I'll show you I'm loyal. Like, he's begging. This is what I'm talking about. And that's the thing. That's why also this song is so amazing. This song follows in the canon of, like, classic R&B music of men just, like, dying on the line for women. And I feel like you and I, we've talked about recently how, like, a lot of the R&B songs, just they're not hitting like they were before. But now, Loje said, you're in denial, but I'll show you. I will change your mind.
Loje said, I'm going to dance in the rain on Adelante Road for you.
And then when he ends with, will you hold me down? That obviously is like very much a thing that men talk about. Like they want someone who holds them down, whatever. But in this moment also, it's just like the intimacy of like being mm-hmm. held at the end of like their sexual encounter. It's not the thing of like they both turn away from each other or like he's kicking her out, you know, all these things that people do like, because it's casual. It's like, let's hold, let's enter ourselves. Let's merge. Skin, yes. Like, oh, no, this is actually a great song.
What's that Mr. Easy line? Get on today, your skin.
The skin, exactly.
Another excellent line. Exactly. As you guys have probably learned in this episode, L has problems wanting to enter people's skin.
This is the chaos that we talk about when L is involved.
I love like intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't even have to be, like, sexual. There's just something about, like, intimacy. Like, you know, holding someone, touching someone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a cancer. I said this, like, three times on this thing. If you guys haven't heard.
I'm screaming. Have you heard?
Also, can we just address the your water bomb?
Oh, my God. I was literally about to talk about that. That line stands out so much. It's so aggressive.
Like, for what?
Like, everything else was just kind of, like, flowy, cool, you know, ethereal, and this is just like tsunami, sir.
This is, and Loje has a really like interesting way of describing things. Like, what mm-hmm. was like, you win the asterisk Ballon d'Or. Like, it was just,
I'm
like,
so dead.
It's like, what the fuck? Everybody else is just like, oh yeah, she got a fat ass.
And yeah, bomb bomb bigger than Bombay. You know, okay, sure, whatever.
But just said, we're talking tsunami, babes.
Literally. It's also so interesting. Your water bomb way down like tsunami. Like, also, when he says her water bomb, is he saying that it's really soft and jiggly? Is this like a BBL babe that we're talking about? Or just like, you know, a Yoruba babe that has a nice, a really nice ass. Like, I think what's the spectrum?
It's giving Yoruba girl watery bum.
Okay.
Big bum vibes.
Fair enough. BBL babes, no one's counting you out, okay?
You know, people.
There's representation here too.
And
it's fine.
Back to that, like, intimacy, physical touch thing. Because, I mean, he started off wilding out talking about her miliki.
Yeah.
And that's on me. And also,
yeah.
But then he kind of goes to, like, the small of your back is, like, spicy and exciting. Like, that's, like, a very, like, that's technically not a sexual point. Like,
yeah. The
small of your back is not. But, like, as time has gone on in life and society, like, that is, like, a very sensual place for people. And I like that. It's cute.
Yeah.
And then he calls her beautiful after saying that.
Yeah, I really think the second verse is a lot more intimate, just a lot more vulnerable in terms of even how he feels towards her. The first verse, I would say, is like just more just about the sexual like encounter of it. But now it's like he's seeking connection here. You know, he's saying you're in denial. I'll tell you I'm down for you. And I want you to hold me down as well. Like now, you know. Maybe we met, we locked eyes at a party. It was just like vibes. I thought you were hot. You thought I was hot. You know, we moved things to the corner. But now we've been in the corner. We've seen like we're sexually compatible. But beyond that, like, I want more of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a one time. It's not a one time thing. Yeah, I really like this.
He started off as a side man.
And now he wants more. Oh my god!
Because, like you said, like, oh, it's all just like he's been a bit possessive. Like you're making for fronting up for me, everything. And then now he's like, actually,
I want to die on your line.
Die on your matter, please, babe. Hear me out. I think it's after that dance that
he. Yeah, after the dance that they danced in the corner. No, you're right.
We love. Loji, we love you.
This is really good songwriting.
Yeah,
actually, I have to give
Loji and the new
the new kids are writing.
Pen game.
Yeah,
they are. There was that period where, I mean, we lost our way with the robots and stuff.
I'm streaming, please. Let's not.
You know, I've never been to not bring up that.
Oh God, I can't believe that era ever happened.
Oh God forbid. But so very now, Tess and I have our list of musical whores. And for each person, I mean, some people, you don't have to defend why they're whores. The evidence is there.
Yeah.
But we can, you know, maybe give our reasons, be it, oh, their music or their actual personal life is whorish.
I'm screaming.
So, S, go ahead. Who's your first one?
Okay, so my first person is also a young star. He's a new kid, but he's making moves for himself, and I really like that. But he's a fucking whore, and his name is Omale.
Yep.
Like, if you've heard any Omale song, you just know this, that he's actually a whore. He's out there on the streets. It's very dirty. Honestly, like, you know, get yours, Omale, I will say. But, like, something that makes me think of... Every time I think about Omale and being a hoe, like... What song is this? I think it's called Bad Influence. And there's a part of it where he says, see, you don't bust my eyeglass. You don't scatter my plans. See, my eye... What? I don't press? I don't know what that means. He said, you put me for ambulance.
He is now sick. I think Omale might have been the first, if I'm not mixing him up with somebody else, I think he might have been the first Nigerian artist, might have been by his first album or EP, that I actually heard say, like, dick at, like,
yes, yes.
I was shook.
I feel like I said that to you the first time I heard it. I was like, I'm so sorry, what's happening here?
Because for a long time, I mean, not to say Nigerian music has not been sexual, child, it has.
It's been.
But it's always been hidden in, like, a lot of play on words.
A lot of innuendo, yes. Yeah.
Like,
people use native languages to like say stuff. Niniola, I'm so sorry. You said we'll call out women, but you are there.
That's somebody
you're on the table.
But he was the first person to come out in like English and be like, yes, boom.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit.
Like, sir, oh, is this what we're doing now? So yeah, Omale is definitely a whore. He talks about how like He's been drinking. He's burnt his liver. Sir, is it this serious? Is he actually this serious? He's lost in Sambisa Forest. Omale, please.
Omale, like,
I'm begging you right now. Please. Anyway, if you haven't listened to any Omale song, listen to Bad Influence. I love it. And then listen to others. But basically, this man is out here in the streets. If he's telling you he's for you, it's a dirty lie. He's for a lot of people.
I respect, I guess. Like, I can't even believe him. I guess I respect him. I'm finished. But, oh, and also, like, if I say someone or you say someone who, like, we have, like, yeah, we just, like, talk about this. My first musical whore is actually American.
Okay.
It is Usher.
Oh, the OG, OG.
OG dancing in the rain, begging women, but still cheating on them.
Because that's his work. Also, Usher, his real evidence, life.
Confessions. Usher got somebody pregnant and now started telling you, I can't believe I have to tell you this.
Genuinely. Also, allegedly, isn't he giving people herpes? Allegedly, guys, we have to sprinkle in the words. I don't know, but I have money.
You know, we're not shaming anyone who has an STD or STI.
Yeah, at all.
We love sexual health. Everybody get tested, please.
Get tested. Use condoms. You know, take care of your sexual health. Very important.
But Usher is the OG, like, crying in the rain with skull cap and leather trench coats, but still running the streets. You got it bad, like,
oh, that was my jam. I wanted to have it bad as a kid. No, I really wanted.
He said you're on the phone, you hang up, or you call right back. Like, I was just like,
I'm never kidding. I was in primary school wanting to have it that bad. Like, come to please.
Like, Usher is, I feel like Usher speaks for himself in being a musical whore. Like, that one, I don't even.
Yeah.
Yeah, Usher.
You don't even have to pull up receipts or anything.
No, it is what it is. Everybody who hears this will know.
Yeah.
Who's your next one?
My next one is actually an interesting one. He's not very much in, like, the Nigerian music scene or whatever, but he was featured by Wizkid on True Love. He's the last person. So, like, you know, the lyrics is like, what's his name? Tay Iwara, then Wizkid. So the last verse.
You were ignored the last person on it.
I'm screaming. No. The last verse, he's really like, he's talking about how her pum pum is buff. She gets the thing tough. Do you know what the thing is? That's tough. Tough is another word for hard. So I just want us to know where we're going.
Yeah, we're ready to line
of questioning. You know, he said, turn around, fear fuck. I'm so sorry this is explicit, but this to tell you work that Projects is doing out here.
I need to add somebody else to my, because I actually forgot our, like, Caribbean brothers.
This is the work that Projects is doing out here. So yeah.
We love
this. Is a man who knows what he's doing out there on the streets.
We love the man then from the islands.
And this is a song about true love, but personally, exactly. He said, I mean, although to be fair,
true
love, your sex life has to be fucking great for it to be true love. Otherwise, it cannot be, at least for me.
Yeah,
it cannot be my own true love. So maybe Projects isn't a whore. Personally, I like to think he is, because I feel like I've heard another song of his where he's being wild, but I can't remember the name right now.
I also love it because I was on Twitter and people were complaining, and I've seen this argument pop up on Twitter a few times where people were complaining about the whole, like, I think it's like Madonna whore, like, complex, where, like, when a guy, like, falls in love with a babe, suddenly he cannot be as, like, free sexually as he was before. Because he's like, oh, you know, this is my babe, oh, this is my wife. Now I can't do all those, like, wildly, like, freaky things or maybe we were even doing before.
We fell in love.
So I like that Projects is still keeping it.
Yeah, I'm really glad he's keeping it wild. And that also takes me back to, like, the second verse of Mona Lisa, where, like, you know, Loje is talking about how she's a Rekelewa, all of that. At the same time, he's talking about her water bomb. weighing down like tsunami. Like, less is balance. And, yeah, you know, in my own experience, and I don't know if this is true for other people, like, it's even more exciting when you've built that, like, intimacy, just comfort that, and intimacy. They plan just, like, doing the most quote-unquote obscene things, but then the obscenity or whatever is, like, removed from it because of how intimate, like, you guys are.
And how, like, much, like, trust there is.
Yes, there's so much trust. I would rather do this, like, some certain things with people that I trust versus, like, it's someone stranger I don't trust as much. Yeah. So, definitely. So, yeah. Y'all go check out Projects.
Projects is
a great one.
Projects is a whore.
A whore.
I mean, my next one was Loji, but, like, literally, we spent this whole time talking about how Loji is a whore. But I just felt the need to put him in there still. I'm like,
boom. He's a whore. We agree. So,
after Loji, the Two-Face. I don't know how to introduce
Oh, Two-Face. My goodness. Oh, my God.
I don't think that needs any explanation. If you followed Nigerian music for years, personal life,
Two-Face
music, everything, Two-Face is on road damaging people's lives.
Two-Face is a whore. Like, he's the whorest whore that I've ever seen whoring on the streets.
But somehow, like,
bro,
everybody to apologize to him.
He's a whore. He's such a dirty whore. I like Two-Face, please come on. He makes very good music.
He does make such good music. It annoys me that his personal life is so messy for no reason.
Oh my God.
It doesn't have to be that messy.
It really doesn't. Like he's not the first person to, you know, want to be involved with multiple women. I just feel like there needs to be a bit more honesty and transparency. So, like, people don't keep, like, feeling hurt and betrayed. Like, just communicate more. Be more open. I'm sure some people will be, like, fine with what's going on. But when you move around in corners and don't talk to them direct, then it's just messy.
Yeah, Two-Face definitely is, like, there are going to be people talking about Two-Face in therapy for years.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried, but, Two-Face is out here memeing people in the name of love.
I'm streaming. No, genuinely.
Okay, who's your next one?
My next one is actually an OG. Like, this is the horrorest whore. I said Sophie was the horrorest whore I'd ever seen whoring, but this was like, and this is like in terms of Two-Face's real life.
Mm-hmm.
This person and the song I'm going to cite is the horrorest whore I've ever seen whore in music, maybe. And my contestant number one is Cisco.
Damn.
And this song is song.
I did not think of.
But also, like, this makes me also think of Shaggy and Wasn't Me. Like, these men are whores.
The men of the early 2000s and that era.
They're actually just messy whores.
Messy. Just said, let me see that thong.
Like, sir, she said her dumps like a truck. Thighs like what? Baby, move your butt, sir. And then he said, "I'll sing it again." If you didn't hear me the first time, I will sing it again, one more time.
Cisco was down bad, like he could not.
Do you know what it is that you want to see my underwear outside? Because I like we're at a party. Is my understanding of this song, right? Like we're out.
True, and he's like, "Flash me your pants."
Like, we don't ever really know each other that well, to be honest. Maybe we've seen each other at another party or something. Like, we're just in the same space. He said, "I want to see your pants."
Cisco said, "Let me see your undies, babe." I actually did not think of it. Fair enough. And let me unleash the dragon, you know.
Listen! No, Cisco is a dirty one. A whore.
I can't. My next person, and mine is not in any order. Mine's just in the order I remember.
Yeah, things. Same. I did write it in order.
Yeah. My next person is, I mean, he's having his moments. We love it so much for him. Shout out to the Gen Zers of TikTok for bringing my boy up.
I'm screaming.
And for this, I'm citing two things. There's a particular song lyric and also just the way his voice sounds. So my next person is CK, for those of you that maybe are not hip, that the Gen Zers have used Love One City to cover.
I'm screaming. Literally, that song has taken over the entire world.
Because happy, get the fuck out of here.
Good for him, though.
Yeah, so CK, just because of how his voice sounds, I love his voice. I love the sound of his voice. It's very, like, soothing, very calming. And with that same calming, soothing voice, CK gave me my favorite lyric of the year, where it's on Beggy Beggy, it's Arasta featuring CK, where CK goes, "You said I led you on, but Yusef, they follow me."
I see why you like it. You're toxic. Oh. It's toxic. I see why you like
it. I like that line a lot because... Make it mean I'm giving speech. Like, I have notes with me. I like that line a lot because a lot of people, both men and women, will always project this thing of, oh, the person led me and the person led me on. Nobody can lead you on if you stand your ground. If your feet are not moving, nobody's leading you anywhere.
Right.
But you were literally, to be led on, you have to walk.
Do you know what? It's giving Loje saying, "I'd be foolish if I don't let you indulge me." It's like you made a choice to be and used now... and misused. And now, also guys, obviously this is not talking about abusive relationships. They're actually demons out there. But for real, like sometimes, and even this is even me speaking from experience, there are times when I know. And I'm just like, I'll follow you.
People be like, "Oh yeah, you know, he led me on blah blah blah. Okay, give me the facts of the case." Oh well, yeah, when we said no, because he has to tell me
the facts of the case.
Yeah, he said he didn't really want anything. That was it. Any moment you stayed after that, girl.
That was literally it.
Baby, why'd you stay trying to change his mind and now you're everything he led you on?
This is
a wild argument, screaming. And I've said this thing before. Somebody was literally like, "Please, why?" It's not in the leading on, but it's in the thing of when people are like homeworking. Nobody can enter your home to wreck it if somebody doesn't open the door.
Literally.
And someone was there.
Someone was at home to open the door. That's the fact. And how did they even find your address?
And that's on what?
Food for thought.
So yeah, CK, I just love that line because it makes sense. It's very, very simple. And the way I think I caught the line maybe like the third time I listened to the song. Like, he was singing it and me, I was there vibing in my face and, "Wow, what's his song?" And I caught it and I was like, "Now, wait a damn minute."
Yeah.
Sir?
No, definitely.
So yeah, CK, who's your person?
So my next person, I didn't realize I had this many Americans. But my next person is Ginuwine. Because this man is a whore. Oh my God. 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 He's a whore.
To match your Ginuwine, I put any singing nigga from the 90s and early 2000s. So Babyface, Brian McKnight, Maxwell, D'Angelo.
They are whores. Maxwell is a whore. D'Angelo. Oh my God. That dude is a fucking whore. Basically, I thought about Ginuwine specifically, and everyone you mentioned, absolutely, because he gave us Pony. Oh my goodness, he gave us Pony. He gave us In Those Jeans. Like, he gave us Stingy. He's like, "Yes, I know. I'm out here in the streets. There's one woman, two woman, three woman, four woman, and yet, I don't want you talking to other people."
I hate.
He has a song called "Only When You're Lonely." So it's like, in your regular life, don't chat to me. I'm not your man.
He said,
"But when you are craving something nice in the middle of the night, holla, call my line. I'll be there for you."
I respect boundaries.
That. Yes.
He's setting boundaries.
I respect that. So essentially, Ginuwine is a whore.
Oh my God, this guy.
Ooh.
Bobby Valentino.
That's Bobby Valentino is a whore. Oh my God. They are such whores.
Also has to do with jeans. Also,
Is it slow down?
Not slow down. There's another... Something about, like, how'd you get those ass in those jeans?
In those jeans. Oh no, I'm thinking about In Those Jeans. Okay, let me see.
Tell me. That's all, yes. I don't know what was up with the early 2000s and jeans, but okay.
And the jeans of Cisco and wanting to see the thong inside the jeans, like
so many things.
people.
All okay, these who's the next men. Person?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yes.
Cranium. I went in and
I have him. That's my next person.
Cranium, nobody has to know.
Literally, that's the song.
No, and what's that other song? I love this song because he also has consent in there. Things we can fuck. When he's like, we can fuck if you feel like
it. If you feel like it, yeah.
I like that. A little bit of consent in there is very solid.
I remember the first time I heard Nobody Have to Know, I was like, okay.
I did not plug the lyrics until last year.
We're doing things on the down low. We're hiding in the corners. He said, no one, not a single person, don't tell your mom, don't tell your dad, not a single person can know this. Okay?
Why don't we like sneaky link?
Yeah, no, Cranium's a whore.
No, Cranium, I feel like Kevin Little, Rupi.
They're all just whores.
Anybody from the islands making music is an asshole. Sorry to you guys. Vibes cartel. I'm
screaming. Vibes and whore. I wonder how he's doing in jail.
Why said fever point your punani? Like,
listen, it's giving hits.
Vibes. Mine's unwell. Vibes,
please. Okay.
So yeah, we had the same next person.
That's yeah. My next person is someone, I don't know if he still makes music, he probably does, I just don't listen to him that much anymore, but I remember when this song came out, I was like, wow, this is what you're doing. He's Tremaine Trey Songz. I don't know what his actual last name is, but he has a song called Neighbors Know My Name.
Know My Name.
And genuinely, every time I hear that song, or I think about it, I'm like, it's not just one girl that's yelling his name. For the neighbors to know his name like this, I'm sorry, it's different people coming and just shouting, Trey, Trey! You know, when they're deep in it, she's really mourning his name.
Like, you called him by his government. So me, I'm like, oh, who's this artist? No, it's Trey Songz.
Yeah, like, he's a whore.
Oh, yes. 110%.
He's a whore. Have you seen how he looks? Like, it's almost like he has no choice. There's
eyes.
Certain destiny things involved. It's not his fault at this point. He's a whore.
Yeah. My next person is SARS.
Yeah.
And we discussed how SARS is a whore.
Yes.
That body. Yeah. And also for producing songs for all the
whores. All the songs that are whorish. He's one of them.
I can't.
Okay. My next person is Drake.
I thought about putting Drake on mine and then I left it.
I haven't listened to Drake that much, genuinely. I think the last song of his I actually properly listened to was Take Care. But what I will say is that Drake is a whore. And maybe not necessarily in the same way that Trey Songz, for example, is a whore, where like he's actually just getting all the babes. I don't think Drake is getting all the babes, but Drake is perpetually on the streets.
Yes.
And essentially that's what it means to be a whore. So like,
and he's also, I feel like Drake is also an emotional whore.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're right.
He's very much what's that? I really like this song by Drake because I get lonely.
Oh, I don't think yeah, I know it.
He's like, don't tell anybody what we do when I get lonely.
Drake, you're gonna be a hard guy on the outside.
Yeah, Drake is very like he gives Marvin's Room.
Yeah, true. Definitely like, emotional whore.
Because the girl was traveling.
Hotline bling. He said, "You're wearing less and going out more, sir. Better get the fuck off my line."
I said, "Ever since I left the city,
like,
you left, so
yeah, you're not here. So mind your business." To do.
Okay, Drake, that's a solid one. Mm-hmm. My next person, and this is somebody I think because of like conventional. Like beauty standards or whatever, always gets overlooked, especially if you don't like listen to his music like really deeply. Emma Abaga.
Screaming. Okay, I want to hear this.
That one is a dirty one. If you've listened to, what was that song? Beg.
Mm.
Beg on his Chairman album.
Chairman album, yeah.
It's like, because you're dealing with a real nigga, bed shaker, earthquake.
How did I realize?
Then he says, "I'll make you beg," and then something about like parting your legs. Like he has a lot of, so like MI does a lot of like little like innuendo things in his songs. Or sometimes straight up says it, but because I mean MI is short. I'm and screaming. Like nobody's facing his mother like that. You get what I mean? Everybody kind of forgets that, like, but he has like if you and I mean who are just in my attacking Ron's babes one day.
I'm oh my god.
When
oh
I had the strength,
and it's jealousy also, actually, if you think about it, where you're in the same line of business. It's jealousy.
That song he has Jungle.
With
all those alter boys.
What's his name? Was it Odunsi?
I think Odunsi and
Nonso Amadi. I don't know somebody.
But yeah, he has like also playlists is with Nonso Amadi. Mm. On playlist, he's like, we're going to work out the playlist on Jungle.
Mm. I mean,
Jungle,
what's he using the playlist for?
Was sound all jazzy and shit. And am I like on Jungle? It was giving Predator, I won't lie, because
I'm
like,
screaming
because he was like, I'll hunt you down. He was like, sir, what are you doing tonight? It's like, I'll hunt you down.
Please, we do consensual shit over here, okay? Please.
But yeah, he makes a lot of like comments. Generally, like sexual comments are about like women's bodies, etc. Mm. He gets like overlooked because I guess
because it's MI, yeah.
Who's your next person?
My next person, honestly, is technically a no-brainer when you think about one of his most popular songs. My next person is Flavor.
Oh my god! Yes,
Flavor did sing Ashewo, so like, no surprise. Sense. I personally think he stands outside the MBGN headquarters every year and is just like waiting for whoever they crown. Was this girl in Nigeria so that he can put a baby in her? That's my theory. I was
really hoping you would bring that up.
Yeah, and also like, also if you've seen Flavor perform ever, his waist is his biggest selling point. Like I don't think I've seen a Nigerian man who like works his waist as well like as Flavor. That's the work of a whore. Okay, and finally, last year during the pandemic, you know, a lot of people were bored.
Yes.
So Flavor and Fino started doing like Instagram lives in Igbo because they like primarily speak Igbo as their like regular language. And so it was essentially just like him whoring himself out for women and saying the most like sexually explicit things or giving people tips on how to like have good sex. And like what he does to make women come a lot, it was very much crazy. But he did have a like, he said something that's like stuck, and so a lot of Igbo people like laugh about it now. He said he called himself palliative umashao. Basically, that means like palliative for like Ron's babes, and some people have turned it into palliative umasa. So that's just like the palliative for beautiful women. So essentially, Flavor said he's our Indomine. He is for everyone.
Share me.
I was like, Patty Park, I'm here for you. So
Flavor does give me that energy.
Yes. this is my king whore. pleased.
I'm finished. I mean, my next person is like, I also feel like he's a no-brainer if you followed both his personal life and his music.
Mm-hmm.
His Wizkid.
Yep.
We
don't have to get deep into it.
And there's something, and I always talk about this thing. I'm like, there's something about Wizkid that is so attractive, but I don't understand what it is.
I don't get it either.
He doesn't have facial hair. He is cute though. He's adorable.
For the longest time, I did not care for Wizkid. Right, because it was like from Hola Chobo. I remember people, there was a point where girls were giving him the same type of energy that like people had for like Justin Bieber around Hola Chobo. Just like, oh my god, like so cute, whatever. And then obviously his music evolved to be a little bit more explicit. And at that time, still, I don't know, but was it 2018 or 2019? Whatever year Wizkid wore that pink suit to perform in Lagos. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh girl, I was in front
of that was the year. I don't know what it was. Something flipped that year. And I feel like we all collectively have not been the same again since then.
I'm dead. No, that's the exact moment where I was like, how did Wizkid put me in a chokehold from like 2018?
We really haven't. But also to be fair, now I'm thinking back to when I went to his album listening. He had a thing here in New York for Sounds from the Other Side. And I was ready to jump on stage. So maybe my own started a little earlier, like 2017. I was prepared
like I had to always climb on the stage
by him.
I was never like, it's the same thing with like Emma. Like, I never just looked at him as like, mm-hmm. the same father. I was like, oh, he's cute or whatever. But like, bruh,
yeah,
since that day, and like, I've not been able to. And honestly, it was when he started wearing satin and linen everywhere.
Yes, I said doing like chest showing. Because now I'm thinking about the album, the video, sorry, for Come Closer, the one in Ankara. And I don't even remember what it was he was wearing, but like his entire chest is just like open.
Whiskey started putting on, he started only doing one button.
Bro. And then when he did, what song was it? Is it Fever that he did with Tiwa? He just had this run where he was doing like really sexual music. It was just like bad boy, like mysterious.
Babes.
Bro. And I think that was it.
I feel like Soko as a song.
I'm screaming.
Whiskey saying Soko Soko in your ear, like in loop. That's where I'm ending
my I'm business. So that's dead. No, facts. But then also, like, the entire body of work that is made in Lagos, like, it's sexy, period. Like, the entire it's album is just...
grown and sexy. You have your own...
Literally. Like, it's giving... Yes, you can play it for vibes, for a party, whatever. But also, if you don't want to make a sex playlist, you can just pop the album in and, like, you're good. You know, Ginger can be, like, to get you guys vibing, whatever. But by the time you get to Piece of Me, like, we're in it now. True Love Project, we talked about him earlier. We're in this.
It was so funny. We're, like... I had friends over, like, one day, and, like, I was just, like, running, like, my playlist through. And I played what I don't even consider to be, like, of all the songs on Made in Lagos, I played Blessed. And, like, my friend did not know the song, and she literally went, like, she's not Nigerian, and she didn't know the song, and she literally went, what in the baby making music is this?
Right, like, because Blessed? That low bass... Was it Skip? Oh, no, it's Damien, right? Yeah, it's Damien, I mean, Marley. Damien's low bass. Listen, you get rough around the edges, baby. Yes, that song. No, I said the entire Made in Lagos is for baby making. Like, obviously, sure, you can play it at parties, but if you don't want to make a playlist, just pop the album. Or it will get the work done for
I'm
you.
I'm actually so taken by that. I might be rough around the edges.
On the edges, baby, yes.
I'm shy. Like,
I'm shy. I'm shy.
It cannot be the things moving me. God, please.
How can I rough around the edges, baby, yes, be spinning me? I want better but from myself. Ooh.
They now have their little... I think also because there's a video of Idris dancing to that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think that's like stored in my head.
Also, Damson is a whore, but like he's not a musician, make music, so that's not.
But he's a whore.
Though. We will get into that, but he's a whore.
I can't. Okay, so I said Wizkid. Okay, who's your next person?
My last person is Olamide. And
hey, I have Olamide on mine too.
Good, because
he's a whore.
He's a whore. Like, there's just no other way to say it. Like, Olamide is actually really a whore. And I think it's also a generational thing because he raised other whores like Lil Kesh when Lil Kesh and Fireboy when Lil Kesh was in the spirit.
Whore like that, like.
And he did Efejoku. Like, sorry, you're a kid. How old are you?
What's that other song he has? Oh no, he's featured on Sample You Remix with Mr. Easy, where he was literally like wilding fuck out on that song. He's also on that song, him, Fino, and Olamide, where they're talking about eating ass.
I'm screaming. Laddie, I forgot Laddie existed. Like, do you see what I'm talking about? Olamide is a whore. But sorry, just like real side note, this just made me think about Teshimole as a song and so reminiscent.
Naramali! Like, why is it Naramali on here?
Oh my god. No, every time that song comes on, I'm literally like shy. Like, I don't think of myself like a sexually conservative person. If you've listened to me on this podcast, you can tell that I'm not. But like, literally every time that song comes on, I'm like, we're really doing this. Like, it's just out here in the open.
I feel like, honestly, if we wanted to get into it, we can get into the Nigerianness of everybody being whores but still being shy outside.
Right. No, genuinely. This
everybody in their group chat is like a crass Yoruba auntie.
Yes.
Now, Naramali is saying the things you guys talk about in the privacy of your house. But now you're shy.
I'm shy.
Naramali also has this one line from a song. I mean, he had a few. I think it's what type of dance. Where he's like, you can stay, but your clothes must go.
Oh, sir.
And then he's like, he says it in Yoruba, but he's basically like, it's like, I have to eat your work.
Oh, I mean, I like your person who's direct. I'll say that.
He's just like this is the point.
Come to me straight. Don't talk to me in corners, you know.
I like Naramali for that, yeah. So
yeah.
I mean, obviously, like Soapy is just
I forgot. Like literally, he's actually wild. So wild.
Yeah. I have a few more people, so I'm just gonna Mr. Easy.
Mr. Easy is a whore.
My king. Short, well, my former king.
I'm screaming. Current, oh, you abandoned
king.
Him.
My current king is Fireboy. Fireboy. Okay. Yeah. Easy, right, I still love you, Tosin.
Not Tosin. Oh my God. That just made me think of when people were sending Davido money, and then people were like, all the girls who called Davido, David, better send him your 1 million right now.
Tosin, baby. I do.
Don't let Timmy come and find you. Tosin, okay.
I'm going to take out this part of Tina. DM it to
please, you better keep. You better keep it. Then ask your followers to like, ask you in the comment section and share it with him so that he must respond.
Like Tosin,
they're calling you. Not the kisses, please.
Easy was my king for like, I think he was like my top artist for like 2 or 3 years, like on Spotify.
I know any person who likes him so much, but I love that.
Like dead for him and his talent. Because I think he's really good. I think he's also really smart.
Yeah, he's really smart. His music choices, and just his business ventures that he gets into amazing.
I like really smart. So I was like, I really like that, but he's also a whore because I mean skin tight. Skin tight on today your skin. Like he has something with skin and being close to people. Like Izzy, do you have attachment issues?
I think maybe physical touch is his love language.
Honestly, yeah. Shit, isn't it for all of us? I mean except it.
I'm screaming. Okay, I'm an intellectual.
So you cannot be intellectual.
So words of affirmation, unfortunately.
I mean, mine is unfortunately. My second one is just
good. Fair.
But in that quality time, be touching me first.
You have to touch. No, that's right. You can't now be in the same space and not touch me. What are we doing?
I feel like Easy just, if you go through his Discord, you find that he's a whole. Another person who stays disturbing Ron's girls, but not as much as everybody else.
Yeah, just a few songs here or there. Yeah.
Fireboy.
Is a whore.
I
agree.
The first like four lines of Tattoo.
I'm screaming. Just the fact that the song is called Tattoo, please.
Make I be like Tattoo for your body. When you need that bamboo, just call on me.
Oh!
Let me be beside you. And this is my favorite part. Or maybe inside you. It's a gesture.
Adeja Bola! Maybe it's inside you! Ooh!
It's called, I love it. Forward. It gets the point across.
I love it. Or maybe inside you. Wow, that just made me feel tingly on the inside. I'm not even gonna lie.
It reminds me of, I love Koibos Forward People because that's the brand I try to, you know, that's why I try to push forward into the world. Doesn't work.
I'm screaming.
But it reminds me of In Know You, where Simi goes, I want to kiss you in the face. And maybe every other place.
That is so like, I don't have to list it, but when I start, you'll know.
Exactly. I love things like that. And I mean, I did analyze child, listen to he's a whore. And he's also a desperate whore. Like
Claude and them.
Well, this whole I'm falling, you're falling to nothing can quench this fire.
Oh my God.
That's very much his vibe. I'm actually going to do a Fireboy song very, very soon because I'm a king. Next person, Rema.
Oh yeah, Rema's a dirty hoe. Like
I'm in love with dirty women. What? I think that's all we need to say.
Like literally.
Literally. Then I have Wani on here.
Wani is a whore.
Oh yes.
Absolutely.
What's that song he had on that his first EP? 2, 3, 4. Was it? Can I keep you? Maybe you come for the weekend, get to sucking and fucking and freaking. Like, he didn't want him.
Oh, wait, I don't even know what song. Wait, what?
2, 3, 4, yes. Wani just came.
Wani? I didn't know that.
We are direct here. We don't have time. And I respect
I'm that actually, no, my mouth is open, guys. I can't close my mouth right now.
And also, can you guys see all the brain space I use for song lyrics? I could be using for more important things. Because I don't even have anything down. I'm dead.
Wally, call me. I didn't know you were about that life like that. So just...
Hi, baby.
Contact, have you heard?
I already told one person.
L will give you S's number. Call me.
I already told Easy, hi, baby. So I can't do too many hi, babies. It starts with so
much. Wally, call me. It's not going to be serious because, you know, but just for the weekend. And we can get to everything that you said in the song, literally.
So, Easy, I know you're in a committed relationship. But if you ever need a change of scenery.
I can't believe this woman is propositioning this man.
I love you.
Wanna hear Tosin, my lineup.
Baby.
Oh my God, not this baby bedroom voice.
Hello, Rimi.
Ah!
Being a Yoruba woman is fun.
I actually did.
My final person, and we've mentioned him before because he's in Desperate Hole, like Fireboy and Luigi, is World.
World, Hori Hor. I actually really like him. He's one of my favorite whores.
Yeah.
He seems like a respectful whore.
I feel like he would like be really nice.
Yes, like he would take care of you.
Yeah, like, and then he would like buy you food.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Like he'll call your Uber. Maybe you guys will have breakfast even in the morning. Yeah.
Man, like ask you about like your hobbies and stuff
too. Right. Yeah. You guys actually talk, like have a conversation. It won't just go right to it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's my last musical whore.
I feel like this was really good. There are a lot of whores.
Oh yeah, we definitely did. You guys, let us know your whores.
Absolutely. No, I really want to hear from you guys. And I guess if you think any women are whores, well, like, women don't do that, so.
Women do that, but we can't shame them for it. So. We only shame men on this podcast. Because
I was really trying to lie and be delusional, but fair. We stand in our truth. We are doing it. We do it. We do that.
We do that.
But we're not getting shamed, okay?
Because society is already shaming us, so I will not be shaming women on here.
Yes, absolutely.
Women are winning. But yeah, I mean, do you have any last comments about the whores and them?
I think that, like, the whores, I don't know if it's that the whores happen to make good music or, like, being a whore is an ingredient to making good music, whichever one. But I will say, if you're trying to, like, pursue a music career, just consider being a whore. It pays.
Yeah, I also feel like, if you're blown, like, you have access, if you're good looking too, if you're famous, if you have money, people want to be around you. And if you're single,
yeah,
I don't see why you shouldn't be on road.
No, genuinely. I mean, unless you're working on yourself, but like, why?
Okay, sure.
If you have money, why are you working on yourself? Think about it.
Not us making rich people exempt from self-work.
I'm kidding, please.
I'm Brené Brown.
Do the work.
Vulnerability. Yeah. I think I also just like how I think Nigerians are just becoming more upfront with the sexuality and sensuality of their music. Because they've been singing about it for years, but it's always very you know.
I think
it's hidden in language, it's hidden in innuendos and all sorts of things. But now, like, you know, as times change, as times progress, everybody's just coming out actually so boom.
Yeah, no, I really agree with that. And I think even beyond the music, I think maybe just culturally, Gen Zers being Gen Zers are being a bit more open. Because I know last week I saw this, I came across this video on YouTube by this girl, and I think her name is Corti.
Oh yeah, I have a video like on my watch.
Yeah, and it, like, it randomly popped up because I never watched a video of hers before. But basically she had like series of interviews with different like people about like sex and stuff. So I think in general Nigerian community, we're talking about it more, because it's not like we've not been having sex. We have too much.
I mean, look at our population.
Literally, we have too much, but now we're just being more open about the fact that it's actually happening, and I love that for us.
And you know who I actually want to randomly credit? I won't say that they're all, you know, they're the wave like pushers of it, but I really want to credit Zikoku for the conversations they have around like sex life, different. I think it also opened people's minds too, because I follow them on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I can't count how many times, like, maybe they'll post, like, someone's sex life and the person is not doing the regular, just, like, heteronormative, whatever it
right.
is. And people, a lot of people will post them, like, oh, like, I didn't know, like, this was...
This was happening this in was, Nigeria.
Oh, oh, this is interesting. Like, oh, mm-hmm. you know, just the different forms of relationships and sex and sexuality you can take on. And I think Zikoko is really out here helping people, like, kind of figure it out. And be free about it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you've yeah. been on socials, like, I've been on Twitter for like 11 years.
We've clocked like over 10 years.
Yeah.
Now.
Last wow. year was my 10-year anniversary on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I've seen like the way it has changed and the way Nigerians even like talk and communicate mm-hmm. about like sex and stuff on detail. Like people are a lot more free with it. And I love that. I love that for us. There's nothing yeah. shameful in.
There's nothing shameful in having sex.
Yeah. So have it, be safe. And have a good time. If the man is not telling you abuse, get out of bed.
Yes, if he's not on the low JP, get out of there.
If
leave.
Nobody is telling you Orekelewa, like,
if he's not calling you Mona Lisa, I'm telling you that your ass is on the tsunami serves.
Can you imagine?
Get out of there.
Calling you Mona Lisa, I'm just like,
get out of there right now, girl. Like, run.
No, boy. Yeah. But yes, this was fun. If you guys help me beg yes, I'll bring her back.
So, guys, honestly, if you want me back, just let me know. Like, put it down in the comment section and ask for me. And if you do that,
I also think
I'll show up. I'm for you. I did for you.
Yes. Get us to 300 followers and I'll bring yes back.
Oh, yes, guys. Okay, no, but seriously, you actually have to do that. This is our mission now.
300
We're doing
followers.
300 followers. Woo! We can do it. We can do it. Okay?
Spray fingers. But anyway, thank you for coming. Well, I mean, virtually. I had a wonderful time, obviously.
It was lovely.
I mean, as you guys listen to this, you will understand why we started out as SNL and why it's worked so well. You'll get it.
Yep.
But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Share, like, subscribe. Record, like, your favorite little snippets and post it. Obviously, tag us. Tag Mr. Easy. And that is-
tag Wani. Tell Wani to call S.
They're going to block my account. I said they're going to block my account. I'm going to wake up and have your head will be gone. They will, they will block it. I can't. But yeah, lovely time chatting with you guys always. Thank you for all the support on the podcast. It's extremely wild that you guys actually listen to this.
Yeah,
some of the countries.
Also, shout out to Elle
for
starting this podcast on her own because, like I said, I'm a lazy bitch. She wanted to do this podcast. I left her to take care of Have You Heard as a whole, and while being a single mom, she now started a podcast on top. Like, shout out to my queen for
what
real.
Single mom, thank you
for real.
Thank you. I can't, but yeah, thank you guys for like supporting and like rocking with her. It's been like what, 2 years now? So mm-hmm. thank you guys. And some of the countries that pop up, I'm like, who's listening to us in SA? Like, who's, you get like, it's so, like,
yeah,
we have like 3% of our listeners are in like Germany. And I was like, who is
oh,
in
wow.
Germany?
I love that.
It's so like random. Like, some places are like, obviously Nigeria, England, America, like, okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I see some places on there that I'm like, ooh. You're kind
I
of
actually
random.
Really love that.
So
yeah,
it's exciting. But yes, thank you guys for the support. Enjoy the Musical Wars episode. Yeah, this is Elle signing out. Bye.
Bye.